One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
What do you have for us on a Monday?
Well, I appreciate those guys.
The advisors.
I'll tell you right now, last year, all their investors, their return was 9.5. The rate there, the return rate. So that's pretty good.
That's pretty solid.
Happy so if people. You want to get part of that, if you want to be getting the middle of that, if you want to make a lot of money, the cash cows will get it done. Oh, we got a little change up, guys. We're going to do a mugaboo.
Oh,
Monday bugaboo.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah. A bonus.
I'll take it.
A mugaboo.
Okay,
bonus.
Let's do this.
Okay. Today's game day is lame day. Today's game day is lame day. Without the fans, we have no sport. This is crap. Playing the national championship game on a Monday night. When's the NFL? When's the Super Bowl?
Sunday.
What's the main day they play?
Sunday.
Sundays. There's always outliers. When do they play college football? What's the main day?
Saturday.
That's when the game's supposed to be. This Monday is horrific.
Ooh.
Didn't bother me when I was coaching in the game, but I'm telling you, what would you have on Saturdays? House parties, mm-hmm. gatherings, in people's garages? I'll watch the fourth quarter tonight from my bed. I mean, seriously. No, there's no getting together. Are we getting together tonight to watch the game?
No.
No, it's on a Monday.
It'd be too late.
It'd be too late. What are we doing on Mondays? Stop it. It's complete mayhem.
Oh, I have a moral problem tonight, a moral dilemma tonight. We'll talk about that later, but go ahead.
I've never been, this has been something that has me worked up for a long, long time.
Really?
Because games, I mean, and I wish, I understand football, I understand Sunday, the Super Bowl Sunday, I get all that. I'm almost the same way with that but that's now turned into, it used to be more of an afternoon game, late afternoon. No, it's primetime game now.
It's pre-night.
So, but by the time it gets to it. But tonight, I mean, there's no one getting together. Can you imagine the game
time
is
of the
on,
game, please.
On a Saturday? I mean, the game's it's 6:30, so it's about a 6:45, 6:50 kick.
Yep, 6:30 is
but correct. There's no one getting together. You think Brewski's going to be packed tonight? No, it's a Monday. Everybody's going to work the next day. You can't tell me you can't figure out how to have a national championship game on Saturday. On Saturday, the NFL figures out how to have it on Sunday, their main day. So this Monday stuff, I don't like it at all.
You don't like it? Jake, have you ever railed against it?
I have not railed against it, but I really do not like it at all. It is terrible.
Think about it. It's Monday right now. When I watch the game, this is a Saturday, the buildup to it, whatever's going on, all those things. And it's like there would be gatherings, people in garages watching the game. It's not now it's kind of going to watch it. Everybody kind of watched it by himself. Oh, yeah, I watched. Did you watch it? Yeah, I watched. That was it. That's about it. Wrapped it up.
No epic.
No, there's no
at
epic
all.
Anything.
Went to bed right after it was over.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
I caught it.
There's a chance. There's a chance, too. Like I said, you may not even catch. If one team kind of had it, they kind of won. Just turn the TV off. Let's go to bed. Let's shut it down. No.
I don't disagree.
And then any of the post-game stuff or the interviews.
Oh, it's over.
You're not watching.
You're not watching any of that stuff.
Unless you want to stay up till 11:30.
You want to stay up till midnight watching all this stuff? It's a mugaboo.
No. Oh. Do we still get a Tuesday bugaboo?
Yeah, we'll still do that. Yeah, we still have. There's some things that got
you
me
at one point
out.
I wanted a bugaboo every day.
Every day.
Things, so this is a lot of things trending that way now.
This is fun about me and Sip. We're getting older. A lot of things bother us.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's a bugaboo.
Everything bothers me.
Every day. I just walk around. Just in
the
a mugaboo.
Monday thing bothers me a little bit. The moral dilemma I have is cast in place tonight.
Cast in!
The reserves play tonight at 7:15. What do you do? I told him I'd go. I mean, I don't know what to do.
At 7:15?
7:15.
Another.
See, Bill, it's right in line with what you're saying.
Everything here, it's a mess.
It's right in line with what you're saying. The rest of the world's going on. I don't know.
College football was not built for Monday.
Monday night, it just wasn't. 6:30.
It was not built for it.
It's a weird start time.
When are the NFC and AFC championship games next week? Sunday. When's the Super Bowl? Two Sundays.
Are those games on Sunday?
They are both on Sunday. Yes.
Well, that's their day. College football day is on that.
What a day that's going to be, by the way.
College football plays one game on Monday, whatever it is. Labor Day weekend.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. One game. But that's their day. And you can't tell me that you can't, through all this time, you can't organize it like that. And also just think about this. We've got Martin Luther King Day. Yeah. We got the national championship and the inauguration on the same day.
Yeah. I'm with you on this.
I mean,
it's a lot.
Everyone, when they set those dates, they knew. And to not be able to have this thing work out to be played on a Saturday. But it's been on Monday for a long time. But before, back, when was it better times, Steve? When the game was on January 1st. That was the national championship. You remember that? Let's watch the Orange Bowl, see what happens. January 1.
I remember that.
Better times. Yes. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Don says, amen, Bill. This is stupid to have a Monday night.
Odd. It's not that hard to fix.
6:45, you figure?
It's not like, well, it's always been on Wednesday. No. We're off 2 days. Just fix it. It's not that hard.
Eric says 100 on this one. 100.
I don't disagree. Tonight, you're saying 6:45, 6:50 start.
Yeah, yeah, it's 6:30 when the broadcast starts, but yeah, it'd be right before 7 o'clock when the kickoff happens.
Mugaboo.
Yeah. I will say this. So it was, I'm glad they're playing this one in Atlanta, because when I was at LSU, we played in the SEC championship there. And then in the first round of the playoffs, the Peach Bowl was there. So tonight, I know what the two teams are kind of going through, where they pull up to the stadium, where they enter, all the thing, what it's like. So I have a vision in my head. If it's at like Hard Rock in Miami, I've never been there, so I don't have a visual in my head.
What's your vision
of what it looks like?
What's your vision?
It's a weird vibe there.
Is it?
Because there's nothing around it at all. Miami is such a big area, and this place is just right by itself.
I've been there too.
There's nothing around it.
Also,
there's nothing
in Miami Gardens, whatever that is.
There's a lot of talk of like the no fun zone of like for the playoffs. There's really no tailgating or things of that nature. Where that year that at LSU, it was in New Orleans. So the stadium was. I mean, you're basically, the people just walked from Bourbon Street to the stadium. So there was a tailgate. It was complete mayhem. At all
not
times,
here.
But not so
not
much.
Not Atlanta, really.
Atlanta, it's a nice setup, though. It's a really good setup. And I kind of have the visual of what the locker room is like and what all those things were like.
So your suggestion is Saturday.
Well, this is the problem, though, with the NFL. The NFL has claimed Saturday for the first and second rounds of the playoffs.
That's the problem, Bill.
That's the issue.
So what do you do?
You still work through it somehow. There has to be a way.
Well, the NFL could do noon and 3:30, and then you could have a 7 p.m. college title game. You could have a full day of football. That is feasible. That's possible.
What a day that would be.
It's possible. Yeah. The headline again, Bill.
What's up? Hang on.
Now, I will have to. Now, for planning purposes, do you recommend that I skip the Southeast Reserves game for show purposes? Because I think I'm going to have to tell Cash. Look, I do a radio show
it's the national championship.
Right.
Cash,
I think I'm just going to.
What do you understand?
You're going to have to see it, I believe.
Yeah, I kind of.
That was like
that.
Last night, because I got home super late, but Laura had the game. We just rewound it.
So your counsel tell Cash and no go on this game.
I think he'd understand.
I think he'd understand that. I think
it's
there's
the title
because game. You have to talk about
the last
it in
game.
Great detail. Today's game day is lame day.
Mugaboo.
Mugaboo.
There's a Bugaboo Tuesday. Bill, what is bothering you on this cold Tuesday morning? Frigid.
Disrespect to the duel is cruel. Disrespect to the duel is cruel. Learn to turn. Learn to turn. In our bugaboos, we've had the two-car behind where we can't pass because the two-car refuses. The one that's right behind screws everything up.
Got it.
We cause the problem. We also have the person that wants to pull out when you're driving down the highway, wants to pull out in front of you when you look in your rearview mirror and there's no one behind you for miles, but they want to whip out in front of you and slow you down. That's been a bugaboo. This is my other one. The buffoonery of waiting for both lanes to clear is a nightmare. So we're going down. I told you I'm at 70th. And what did we say it was? Okay. Normal?
So Capitol Boulevard.
We're heading east. So we're going on the right side is Holmes Lake.
Yes.
You come to that little curve around there.
Absolutely. The bend.
And you get there. And all of a sudden, it's like we're like 14 cars deep.
Oh, it's the worst.
And there's one car up there. And it won't turn. It has to have both lanes clear for it to turn. Where the turning lane, you can turn into this lane. Your lane's clear.
Okay.
Your lane's clear to turn in and go. Nope. They're panicked. They have to wait for coming down 70. If there's cars, it's like doo, doo.
So what do you do in that situation?
You got to pick your spot. It's like like hey, once your lane, the inside lane, is clear to go, you take it. You go. You turn. That's it. There's no
problem.
What
if you're going the other way?
You're not going the other way. You're taking the right turn. So I'm not trying to cross traffic. Okay. I'm going with traffic.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So if anyone's trying to go left there, that's their own fault. Because you go left at Van Dorn before that. If
Absolutely.
You're trying to go left, you go left before 70th and Capitol.
That's your own fault. Yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah.
Bad.
But this one is the one that's trying to go the correct way, but they have to have both lanes clear.
Hmm.
And that doesn't happen.
Why do they have to have both lanes clear?
Because that's just their mentality.
That's
like,
the buffoonery?
I don't know. They're
safety.
They're just nervous. It's usually somebody in a minivan.
Oh.
There's your minivans. It's like, come on now, let's go. And we're way back. Everybody's losing their mind.
I think I get this.
Then all of a sudden, they finally get cleared, and then after that, it goes bing, 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 bing. Because they're like people. They're going, hey, it's not that hard. It's
buffoonery.
Not that hard. It's buffoonery. The people that have to have both lanes clear to turn the direction that they're going, that's the buffoonery.
I'm surprised that people have to have that. I've never even considered that.
If Bill can turn that big rig out there without both lanes being cleared, then anybody can turn their car.
I am shocked by this.
This happens all the time. I'm telling you, it happens. You'll see it today.
That's nervous driving.
You'll see it today. It's nervous driving.
Why do you have to have both lanes?
Now, you understand if it's a semi, of course.
Yes,
a semi needs both lanes. But that's it, though.
That's
a semi is all that needs two lanes to turn.
So when this backup, everyone was turning right, and we were 14 deep.
Well, for God's sake.
Because the lead up there was not taking the lead. I'm watching the whole thing happen. I see what's going on here. They have to wait until finally the entire road was clear. Then they turned. They still stayed in their right lane, but they were just terrified of turning.
Buffoonery.
That's why it's a two-lane road. That's part of the concept.
You
got to
think about yourself as a driver.
Check yourself.
Yeah, come on.
Check yourself on this one.
Yeah.
Are we sure it wasn't a new driver or a very old driver? We have no idea. You're 14 deep. You couldn't tell.
All I'm saying is this isn't the first time I've seen this.
This is a common occurrence
here. This happens a lot. This happens a lot.
You're right on this one.
It's like
that's sort of inexcusable.
It's just a mess. Yeah. It creates a mess in Lincoln.
We have response, as you might assume. Yeah, people. This is a bugaboo for a lot of people. Yeah. See, someone says I got stuck there behind someone a few weeks ago turning left.
Well, that's the worst.
The horror again. If you're on Capitol,
you can't.
There's a very clear left turn at Van Dorn before you get to 70th Street.
Absolutely,
and it takes you to 70th Street. Don't go to Capitol to 70th and then go left. That's dumb. Yeah.
Clearly a bugaboo for Jake.
Yes. Oh, it is. Me and Jake lived in the area.
Yes.
So we've made this trip. And you never, there's probably been a couple times where I zoned out and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Well, immediately, no matter what you do,
you just go right.
You just go right. That's just what you do.
You don't go left
You go right. It's like,
don't do it.
But anything else, Jay?
Yeah. Isaac says, on Highway 77 to Ceresco, people do that all the time. You should provide a seminar series on this buffoonery. Isaac and Lincoln says that.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that?
He's right.
Seminar for you, Bill.
That is true. The road going.
Seminar series.
It'd be nice. A webinar. Is that a webinar? Is that called a webinar? Something like that?
Yeah, you got it. Webinar.
Webinar.
Guys.
Nice. Pioneers and Nebraska Parkway is the worst, somebody says there.
Pioneers and Nebraska Parkway. Yeah.
I think that, it goes to about 33rd and Pioneers, essentially, that'll turn off. People, yeah, that,
you
that
won't
gets
make
built
the
up
turn.
Too,
you won't
up.
Make the turn.
God dang.
Brian H. says, my dash cam is full of what the bleep because of this very situation.
Yeah, won't turn.
Dash cam.
Yeah, dash cam.
And Hizzlebear says, 70th is the worst street to drive on in Lincoln.
How much? It would be so much fun just to walk up and just knock on the window and say,
just make the damn turn.
Hey, let me in quick. Let me in quick. Let me in the passenger side. We're going to teach you something here. I think there's just such a lack of just knowledge.
Yeah.
Lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help people get around better.
I think that's a good idea.
Tyler in Northeast Lancaster County just says, facts on that one.
Facts.
Yeah, he's on that one. He's with you. So the title again of the bug of the today, Bill.
I got it right here, Jake.
Please. Yes.
Disrespect to the duel is cruel. Learn to turn. The duel is the two-lane highway.
That is the Bugaboo Tuesday.
Things that bother me.
On Bill's
Thrills. I wouldn't even have picked up on it. Like, what are they waiting for? Maybe I would have picked up on it. Like, what are you waiting for?
Well, here's what happened. When I made the curve, and all of a sudden we were 14 deep, that's when I knew that there's something up front that's got this thing.
I don't know if I even would have put that together.
All jacked up.
Like, I wouldn't be able to believe that we're seriously waiting for.
They wait for both.
A double length, really?
They wait for, because people, they panic. They just.
Jake, I know you think I'm a bad driver, but my bad driving.
You have said that yourself. I've never said anything. You have told the listeners for years that you're a bad driver, and that nobody trusts you to drive.
It's not out of abundance of caution, though. It's the opposite. I mean, I just don't follow the rules very much. I mean, I would never worry about a double lane. I'm not waiting for double lane. I'll go into the other lane.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. I'll cross through sometimes.
And I'm for that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. By the way, before we get to break, this is anti-bugaboo. You'll like this, Bill. This is sponsored by Mid Plains Advisors, Dirk Scott and Ty.
Love
them. I went to lunch yesterday at Aragon Tavern over here, right? You
know, what?
Great place. You know, owned by the Peds, of course. Yeah. Sandhills Global and Top.
Wait a second. With Matt?
I didn't go with Matt, but yes, Matt's in that building at 1890.
Davidson.
I saw the trifecta of advertisers for the station. I saw David from Renew there. I saw Stu Bauer wasn't.
Stu was
Stu
there?
Stu Bauer wasn't down.
Hang on a second. Stu Bauer was there?
This place has like 40 people max that can sit there. And Stu Bauer sat in for lunch. And then also when I got there, who was sitting down? Scott Moore from Mid Plains Advisors with his nephew was in Aragon. It was wonderful.
That's incredible.
All friends of the station.
That's incredible.
That was noon?
It's about, right about noon. I saw Stu Power, Scott Moore, and David Freoff from Renew Your Auto.
That's
out and about with it made
people.
Me happy in the cold weather.
I couldn't imagine being around those three greats. Those are three greats right there.
They're great people. Greats, yes. Yeah, that was anti-bug. That was
what did you have?
Yeah. I had a surf and turf burger. It's burger with a shrimp on top.
He's living.
He's talking about living life. Yeah. Advertising is going well.
You know who bought it? Swim bought that meal. So,
you and Swim are there together?
Yep.
What a lie.
So Swim's doing well. He's the one who bought. He insisted on buying the meal.
I'm just having this. What this would be like if it's a fantasy, maybe. I don't know. Or something odd. Just riding with Sipple. I just couldn't imagine getting in the car. All of a sudden, I'm like, hey, Steve, you going to drive? Yeah, I'll hop in with you. I would just love to be part of that.
I do want that. Perkins one time. It was a block away.
I've never been in a car with you. I've never seen you.
Yeah, he drove about 8 years ago from the old station to the old Perkins, which is now Chick-fil-A at O Street. So, about a two-minute drive, and
he
crossed center line a couple times in that time frame. It happened. I'm like, wow, I get it
I'm
now.
Here.
You are here.
Back to more of Bill's Thrills Rewrapped, sponsored by Acres Equipment on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is a new thing on a Wednesday that you teased. It's something new today,
Steve,
Bill.
Steve, be ready with the number. We're going to go old school here. We're going old school radio.
Ooh, yes.
Old school radio.
Yes.
And myself and with the team here, we'll be taking a live call. We will need a live call coming in, so Ellie, be ready for this.
Ellie?
A live call will be coming in for us. I have to answer. We prefer it be maybe relationship-based. They have problems.
Oh,
maybe in
Dr. Bill, maybe?
Dr. Bill a little bit. Maybe something football-based. Could be anything sports-based. Again, but if you're having problems with relationships, you have an issue you want to talk about, we want to go old school right now and take a phone call from a caller, because that's sports. That's how the sports station was built,
yes.
on taking calls. And that's kind of, it's went away everywhere because of
Why?
The text line. The text line is now a way of communication. Give the number, Steve, they can call in.
402-464-5685. That's 402-464-5685. Call and talk to Bill.
We have a caller. We have a caller right now.
Getting the name here in a second.
She's getting this worked out for us to patch us through. So I just thought we'd go old school. I thought we were going to do old school Wednesday for a while.
Is this a helpline?
Helpline. It's just basically a helpline. If it's... We've helped in relationships. We've helped a lot of people like that. So,
Greg.
Okay.
All right, Greg. So,
Greg.
We're going to the phones, and we've got Greg has a question or a comment for Bill. Greg, go ahead. You're on early break.
Thank you, Greg.
What do you got, Greg?
Hey guys. It's Greg from Milford.
Okay,
Greg. Hi. Greg from Milford. We know Milford. Greg. Yes.
How do you explain, Bill, the love-hate relationship with Nebraska men's basketball?
Say that again to me. The love-hate relationship with men's, Nebraska
men's basketball. Yeah, Nebraska men's. I'm ready for baseball season, if I say that already.
Ooh, oh, there's nothing wrong
that's
with
rough.
That.
Bill, how would you answer this question?
Yep. It is because there is some hard times because we talk about love-hate. Steve gave us the 52 years. The last time we talked, it was 52 years. We're looking at 52 years. And so,
same
like
with
I said,
you pretty
so,
much.
Same thing with me. I was gone for a while, so I didn't follow it quite as close, but early in my life, it was like a must-see. They'd be on playing Big 8 games on a Saturday afternoon. Oh, it was better times.
Big 8, John Sunvold.
Yeah.
John Sunvold on the call.
On the call,
playing Stipo on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it was incredible. Also, probably the reason...
Steve Stepanovich, Jake. Steeps.
From Missouri, center. Yeah.
It's a good name, by
the reason there's so much love is because there's always, we talked about this, there's been great fans. The Bob was always full. The place, they always had great, they had great fandom. And we talked about just over break was we watched the game at Maryland and there was no one there. Maryland's a solid team. There's no one at the game. Nebraska
solid.
has such great fans. If you take a look at, I mentioned it's almost like the Cubs. They've been, we think.
The Cubs.
We're mentioning, we think in your 52 years, we're thinking somewhere around 7 to 8 times they qualify for the NCAA tournament and haven't won a game.
I believe it's eight.
Eight.
And you're still.
It's eight.
It's eight. And PBA is packed. And PBA is packed. So
they've
that's
never
my
won
love.
A tournament game.
So that's my love for it, is the fans that support it. We turn the game on. It's not like tonight you watch and go, look at all the empty seats around there. No, there'll be students there. And then the reverse side of that is like you really want to, like you said, the number of teams that have made a run is a lot. And you sit and look at an Iowa State, Ames, Iowa, middle of nowhere. And they're like,
they could win it all this year.
They're good enough to win it all. They're the number two team in the country. Mm-hmm. And so they're good enough to
Jake,
win it
they
all.
They could win it all this
and
year.
And so that would be part of the, I wouldn't say the word hate, but the part of like, man, there should be a run. There should be a run at, you know, at some point in time that gets you to a Sweet 16, really. Or you get through the first weekend. You do. You get through the first one. Just get to the second. The second day would be incredible. And so that's
play two games. Why not?
Yeah. And going to the games, they're great.
Pretty good.
They're great to go to. They really are. They really are. I wish they had more bleacher seating around the
like the Devaney.
Like the Devaney around the because that when the students were right down there on top of it, you look at Duke like that. But that was like, but I wish that was a little different. But also it's very, like I said, it's very well done in PBA. And so that's my love-hate with it. It's a great question.
I find Nebraska basketball to be mystifying. It's just incredible to me. 52 years without an NCAA tournament win. And I followed it. Bill,
you followed like
it
no other.
Closely.
Yeah. Jake's followed it since what, age six about Jake?
Yeah, about that. I've been known to be a bigger Nebraska basketball fan than a football
fan.
Because I like pain.
If somebody asked me,
in the right business.
If someone said, I would say, hey, super fan-wise, where's Jake at? I go, well, he's way bigger on basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, we get way more comments.
I could name so many random, you guys could do Huskers from the 70s and 80s. I could name so many late 90s, early 2000s players just have no idea about.
We can fill in the gaps for you in the 70s and 80s. You can fill in the gaps.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
In the later, like the early 2000s.
Yes. I could.
90s.
Yeah, we could have a good run of names.
Yeah,
because
some names
30
come up,
years,
and I'm like, whoa, who's that? What's this? What
there's
are we
a
doing?
There's a period when Jake was in school where I was a little I followed it.
The Ade Doc and Daryl days, J.R. Strobridge.
I remember
Steve
all those
Harley.
Guys. Yeah, who's the guy I saw it at Dairy
Joe
Queen?
McCray.
Joe McCray. I saw Joe McCray. Dairy
he had
Queen.
The one awesome year, and then he went off the deep end a little bit.
God, he could shoot a little bit. Though,
yeah,
right.
He could.
Anyway,
so
that's
you,
my that's it.
Thank
and
you, Greg.
That was
fun.
That was a good question.
It was a great question. It was fun bringing back old school. We did old school radio. That's what we did.
And Greg has been with us for a long time.
So we have a chance. So every Wednesday, there's going to be a question. It could be.
I love it.
It could be. You need help with whatever. It's a help station also. So relationship problems. We can help with
sports. Yeah, we had talked about the idea of Dr. Bill. I mean, this could be the Dr. Bill time.
It's kind of Dr. Bill on Wednesday. But I just love the fact we're taking live call-in. To have a chance to be able to come in and
I love this idea.
Question. So that's going to go on Wednesdays. It's a all new right. edition.
Thanks this is all. Awesome. Hey, this
I tell
is
you
awesome.
One thing too. Like that, Ellie back there got the call, and we were
we were
up and running. I said, I mean, Breakers had no idea this was coming, and within 10 seconds we had a caller. That was really cool.
I really like this idea. So people, be ready on Wednesdays.
Call in
if you have an issue. Call in, and Bill can address it, and we can help.
Yes. That's just nice. I have two lifelines here.
Yeah.
Has two lifelines.
I mean, I really can help with the relationship parts.
call again, Jay.
Plus, it'll be interesting, I'll tell you that.
Jay chimes in and says, come on, I was ready to dial in.
Oh, we got
I had
faster.
A problem I need to resolve.
There's
it. Dibs on the next
six
call.
O'clock.
I'll wait for one and a half hours.
Is there any chance we would add another day in there?
It could possibly be. I think right now also with college football being done, and pro football being basically on this to the very end, I think there's a chance you might be able to have maybe a couple more call-ins. I think it'd
and
be good
there
to
might
have.
Be a, yeah. pretty soon we're going to have big news, too.
Yeah. Is there some hold it? We've been teasing this now for almost 3 weeks.
and we'll tease it again Friday, and we'll tell.
So no teases news. Right now.
No, this is the pre-tease.
There'll be a tease
on Friday.
Is there something coming up?
There'll be a tease. This is a tease for a tease on Friday and some news on Monday.
So Monday.
Woo!
Will we play breaking news?
Yeah.
So breaking news Monday.
7 o'clock
hour. Are you saying nice. Monday?
Monday.
This is it.
Now this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful.
This is the pre-tease to the tease of the announcement Monday at 7:15 or so.
How excited are you?
I'm very excited for this. Especially in place breaking news.
I will do that.
We'll
talk about something else now.
We'll take calls on that day also.
Anything else, Jake? Are you going tonight?
I am undecided yet.
Huh.
As of right now, no. But
does anybody have tickets for Jake?
There's something that tells me that I should go to this game.
Yes.
I feel like I need to be there.
I feel like that, too.
I think PBA needs
reverse
to be there.
Reverse the curse. Hey, I think
Ellie's
need
going.
To be there.
I wasn't there for the Rutgers game, and they lost. I was there for UCLA, and they won.
Ellie's going.
Yes. Does anyone here, please text in if you have a ticket for Jake.
I can gladly buy a ticket myself. Yes. If anyone wants to go, though, let me know.
It's very money.
He has a lot of money.
Jake can pay for a ticket.
To put it in perspective, Jake and Swim were at a high-end restaurant yesterday for
Monday
lunch.
Monday for lunch.
High end.
It was high end.
Me and Sibley would not even we would not even consider that. Why did you guys not see any of those people? Like, well, no, where I'm not going to is it Aragon?
Yeah. Aragon.
I'm not
a block away from
and I'd thing. Love to go. I just not I'm not financially
okay.
I'm not financially equipped
oh,
to be part of that like Jake was.
Jake
and he was
slim.
There with the dignitaries.
You might get the Harvey Pearlman, you know, feeling over there, but
yes.
What are you doing here?
Sipple, a little out of context.
I wish
here.
I could have seen that live.
Just seen that.
The story is great, but if we were there, for this, it'd be amazing.
Hey, Sipple.
A little out of context.
Well, it is, I believe, a Cool Parenting Tips Thursday. Is that correct?
Cool Parenting Tips today. And so I thought I'd go back, if it's okay with everyone, I thought I'd go back in time.
I was hoping you would.
And this is going to resonate really with back in time, small town. It might hit Columbus, it might hit Beatrice, but I don't think so. It's going to be a little more smaller town. Because of travel. I'm talking about winter travel that we're talking about now.
All right.
How to pack for the snow attack. How to pack for the snow attack.
Good headline.
Because my dad brought this up to me right away when I was driving home Friday night in cold weather right away. Teach your kids what it was like back in the day, how to pack for a snow trip. My grandparents, my family, whatever, when it got to be November, there was in the trunk of the car, there's a coffee can, had candy bars in it, had some candy, and candles and blankets were put in the back of in the trunk of the car, and that was common. My dad, first thing I said when I was driving up there, he goes, did you pack some blankets? I'm like, well, I got a cell phone. I'll be on a very busy highway the entire way up to Creighton.
And I have a $100,000 truck.
And I think I'll be all right. But his first comment was, have you packed blankets? That was common.
That's fun.
Back in the day. That they would have, my parents would have in their car and then my grandparents' car, they'd have like a little kit. Mm-hmm. And they did. It had candy bars in it. It had candles. It was in a coffee, an old, the big Folgers coffee deal. That's what it was inside.
Red can.
Mm. And it was in your trunk. And that was in there from basically November until March. Just in case you're driving to Beamer and you get caught in a situation. All of a sudden, car stops. Because back then, there was no cell phones.
Nope.
If something went wrong, you got to say something went wrong at all with that. Mm. There's no way you're hoping for someone to drive by. That's your only out.
Trouble.
It would happen all the time.
It did.
Teach your kids how to pack for the snow attack. And part of it is just nostalgia. I get it. You have cell phones now. You have all these different things. It still comes up where people are like caught in their cars for a long time, and all of a sudden gas runs out or things of that happens. But it was so common to always be, if we went on a trip, we got stuff. We're packed up.
God bless Ron.
You always had that.
God bless Ron.
When that was a common thing to have.
He said, "Do you have blankets?
Do you have blankets?"
That was
on Friday.
It's just a nice thought.
Nice thought. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I got a cell phone.
I don't mean to say that about your truck, but it's a really nice truck.
And I'm going
to
be driving it. And trust me, if you think it costs $100,000, no. You're way out of line.
I don't think that's even close.
It's a really nice truck.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. It is a nice truck. But I just wonder if any of the. And also, something else came up that I don't see anymore, and maybe
what's
it's just
that?
You just don't see anymore the people. This happened in me and Steve's our life the whole time. You see someone driving to school, and they just cut out a little piece. They're driving just a tunnel, and what they've used is a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
They used a credit card to shape about this big,
yep.
And their face is stuck to the window, and they're driving with their hands up here. You don't see that anymore.
We all know
that. Was so common.
I've seen that.
That was so common to drive to school like that for myself. Driving to school like that, just a little. And the bottom would just start to defrost a little bit, and you hit the wiper, and you try the fluid thing too, hit the fluid thing. But I mean, that was common to see people driving to school with absolutely just out of an 8-inch hole. God, it was better time.
Better
you don't
time.
See that. I don't see that at all.
See that a little bit.
It's not completely gone, Bill. I've seen a little bit. Maybe not as much as.
And
it was
I think
back
it was.
Then.
It's because of, well, first of all, they have these things. I have it on my truck. Automatic starters to your car. You have all these things. The technology is so much better.
It's better.
Back in our day, that wasn't. It was just okay. And then sometimes
I still say better times back then.
It still was better times. So how to pack for the snow attack. Anything from the text line, Jake?
A blanket.
Got some response.
A blanket with
candles. Candy bars and some hard candy. That's how you're going to survive.
Friend. All right.
It'd be kind of fun. Yeah. It'd be kind of fun to be stuck in a snowdrift. All right, well, get the candles out. Are we prepared? Hell yes,
yeah,
we are.
We're ready
get the
for
stuff
this.
Out. We got it right
depends
here.
Depends on the temperature.
We can melt some snow and get water. We can survive this.
Yes.
We have little butter. There was always the little butterscotch candies. Remember those? Yeah, that's what we'd have.
Let's see. We've got Fred says, I used my pocket comb to scrape the windshield.
That was common. Yeah.
Tommy says, we were stuck on the interstate for 12 hours due to a 1-inch dusting that turned into a full blizzard. Over 40 semi-trucks were jackknifed.
Nice.
Cell phones did not do a thing in that situation, so preach on, Bill.
So it's still important. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Like you said, you have a cell phone. It's like, yeah, but where are you at? Oh, we're in the middle of a 400-car stack up here on I-80.
Can't help you.
Yeah, there's no one getting to
you. I'd rather have a blanket than a cell phone.
Yeah, at that point, you just need a blanket and some candy.
Someone says, I have my winter kit in the car right now, so prepare.
I've never had a winter kit.
We always had one. My grandparents taught me that.
Cool Hand Luke says, bag of kitty litter was a must.
Bag of kitty litter.
Well, I think I think the kitty litter is for trying to get out if you're stuck, right? For traction.
Traction, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's what that was for, yes. Yeah.
I still use my CD case for my window scraper from Sebastian on the text line.
You also remember, Steve, that everyone in their car at that time, everyone had the large, this long combo scraper in the big brush.
Yeah,
That was in the back of it. That was all the time. I don't even have one. I don't even have a scraper.
I
don't have that.
You know what else was interesting? My dad used to do this, and I bet you Ron did too. Chains on the tires. Do you remember that?
100. First of all, once it hit December, you put snow tires on with studs, with metal pieces of that stuck out of the tire. You put studs on and chains on the tire.
Chains.
It was just common.
I was freaked out by it.
You see someone just whipping down the road with
not
chains.
Not easy to put on.
Not easy. No, not easy to put on. Chains were common.
Yeah, chains on the tires.
There's
better times.
Much better. And you thought nothing of it. Like
nope.
I said, thought nothing of it.
Put on a chain.
Troy on YouTube says, I scraped an opening with the cassette tape holder to get to school back.
Another good one. Yes.
Back
100.
The
cassette, cassette tape was you pop that bad boy open. And then the best part was when it got to be about this big, you're like, I'm going to risk it. You never did the whole window. It was just a hole. And then you're driving and you're going like, you can't be more dangerous. And your face is way up on the window. Oh.
Nothing says unprepared
there,
like
more
scraping
than
your window with a cassette.
But did it work? Yes.
Oh, it worked enough. It did.
Yeah. Lyle always has a stocking hat and gloves in his truck.
Yeah.
Still.
Yes. Good.
So,
smart deal.
Cassie says, my old man always had a case of beer in the trunk for times like this.
My old man
had a case, probably Blue Ribbon.
Probably was.
Yeah, probably. Simple. Do you remember the excitement when you had the defrost on forever and you're trying to, and then you would hit the wipers and it would move some of it. It would all of a sudden, like some of it, it came ajar. Some of it did, and it kind of moves the big chunk of ice. Oh, yeah. And you kept hitting it.
Come
you
on, know, like,
come on,
you
man.
Got this. We
come
can
on,
do
man.
This. Then it went.
And then it went.
When You're
it
like, finally, yes.
When it finally went, but then it'd always be a chunk of ice underneath your wiper that you had to get out
right.
and chisel off your wiper.
Embrace this stuff.
Better times. We don't have that. We don't have any moisture.
we have no snow. We
better
have snow
times. We had a lot of blizzards.
Yeah, yes.
Nothing
better times.
Now 12 inches of snow.
Jim Savoda.
Now it's all Louisiana and Florida. We don't get snow here anymore. It's gone south.
One more time with the headline, please.
I got it right here. How to pack for the snow attack. Teach your kids how to pack a package.
For the car,
put in your trunk.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott.
I'm gonna get one for Gigi.
Mid Plains Advisors.
Little deal. Yep. Put it together. Always have this. You can heat a car with a candle, just so you know.
Can you?
You can. It does quite a bit.
Never tried that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what it does.
Interesting. I've never done that, but I will think about it more now.
Well, I would say this though, that also the snowstorms are always rough, but if something happens and it really is -30 wind chill, your vehicle goes from 72 degrees to below zero. If you're not running, just turn it off for about 2 minutes and see what it's like.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's a bad feeling.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
I kind of choose not to travel on those days.
You shouldn't travel. You really shouldn't. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good at all.
I remember once you and Laura, you told me you were going to a party, and it was like a 30 below, and I was kind of like half worried. You said you had to go to Omaha, and it was like, Jesus, Bill, it's 30 below.
Yeah,
we're going.
When I'm driving and when it's that kind of temperature, I don't like it. If someone says, hey, it's going to probably be some snow, about 25 degrees,
okay.
I don't bother. When we get to that like 30 below stuff,
I want to go.
So all of a sudden, something goes wrong with your car. You're like, oh, man, this is not good.
Yeah, we're wrong.
Before we get to the game show, we have a hot take here from Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin in Southwest Lincoln, this is not going to be taken well by the show. Kevin says, the old days were absolutely not better times. Lots of hardships. Life in 2025 is better than ever.
Oh, I love when we get these joke texts.
I love the joke.
You're a good one.
Good one, Kevin.
You're hilarious, Kevin. You keep it up. We're all believing you. Did you just hear Jackie Blue? Yeah.
Oh, believe in you.
No one believes you, Kevin.
It is better now. You're right.
Nice try, Kevin.
We have
good one.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
Better times. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right
now.
Glad
the kids just stare at their cell phones.
Yes, all day. Better times. Yeah. Just go into Applebee's today and see 8 people at a table all looking at their phone,
not talking.
Yeah.
Better times.
Back to more of Bill's Thrills Rewrapped, sponsored by Acres Equipment on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is a Freaky Friday. What do we have for us today, Bill?
Kind of ties into Steve's obit. Steve's obit, which is aging gracefully, which we have not quite put together yet.
Yeah.
But we will.
Careful, I got some texts of from complimentary.
You did?
I will read one later.
Later.
You text yourself or what?
Is it Petrinka?
Mike.
Is it Petrinka? Nice.
Petrinka does not compliment me.
How the foe makes you grow. So I'm thinking of this the other day. How the foe makes you grow. I think it was 2 days ago in Boulder, Colorado, the funeral for Bill McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
They drew like 14,000-15,000 people.
Whoa.
For his funeral. Whoa. It was a huge funeral. All the past players, everyone was there, all these things. Probably didn't resonate much with Nebraska fans. Like, he's a foe. He was like an enemy. Probably looked at it that way. Mm-hmm. How the foe helps you grow. Bill McCartney helped Nebraska immensely. Immensely.
Oh, yeah.
Because what he did was he made a program that Nebraska had beaten like 30-something times in a row, and he made them into a great team, and he created a rivalry.
He created it.
There was nothing there before. There was Nebraska-Colorado. There was zero. He comes in. He makes Nebraska a red-letter game. So everything at Nebraska was all a red-letter game on the schedule, and he made Nebraska basically like the enemy or your number one target. And then we responded.
and it turned into an incredible rivalry because a couple things happened.
Well,
they won games. Mm-hmm. They won some games. Mm-hmm. They had incredible teams. And then because of it, so the reason you can thank him so much, the game this year that had probably the most energy they had maybe in the last 10 years beating Colorado here, it's because of Bill McCartney.
It was.
If you don't have Bill McCartney, it never happens.
No.
The game before, you went out there 2 years ago, and you said it was nuts. You said it was rough, but you said it was nuts.
They're the rival.
Yeah, they are the rival. And there was no rivalry.
Nothing.
There was zero. And all of a sudden, they made it a rivalry.
When was that exactly?
Well, when he came, it was in the 80s. And it was first year, I believe. I think he was 1-10 and got his contract renewed and upped another year added to him after a 1-10 year. But the things that he did to create
one thing he did was put Nebraska as a red, on their schedule, he put Nebraska in red.
That's what Bill just said.
He just went over that great detail.
Red letter. Yeah, red letter.
Okay.
But it made it a big deal. Because of that, Nebraska was able to have a rivalry game. When you played Colorado back in the day, it was big.
All of a sudden, they had like two or three rivals.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you had more
Oklahoma.
More games. Yeah. But it added so much. To have someone that creates that, because right now Nebraska struggles with that. They do claim Iowa, but Iowa is nothing like Nebraska, Colorado. What McCartney made it?
No, it's not.
It's not even close.
I like to be able to try to argue,
and it should be, in my opinion, Nebraska, Colorado game should be just like. Clemson, South Carolina, that the game should be played every year. I think it should be played every year.
We have never asked Dan and Troy that question. I told Sean we should. Is there any consideration of playing them every year? Would you do it?
I think you'd want to. I think the fans would want to immediately. And that's a big game.
The question is, I don't know.
But it's so easy to read. Bill McCartney passed away. Whatever. Head coach for Colorado, whatever. Well, he did an awful great job, and also he created something. Guess what else he did when they got better? Nebraska got what?
Better.
They're like, hey, we have to recruit better. We have
read
to
the
do
headline
better.
Here.
That. I got it right here, Steve. How the foe makes you grow.
Colorado is a great example of that. I think they did make Nebraska. It forced Nebraska.
It forced Nebraska's hand.
Yeah,
and it became.
I think they did.
It became the epic game. It became the game after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It became that game. It wasn't always that game, but I was in parts of them. I was there when we tied them at Colorado, then we came back and beat them here. And the one in the Calvin Jones one, and then we had an epic finish at their place. I think it was John Reese who intercepted the ball late in the game. But there were some incredible games. Is that corner?
Right.
Corner, we moved to safety also.
Okay.
And could really run. But anyway, my point was, so you just look at it. Sometimes people that you think are like an enemy, they helped you so much.
Even if you don't want to acknowledge it.
They helped you so much. I thought it was interesting.
What is interesting, what's always been interesting to me is how that became the hate rival.
Yeah, it became.
Oklahoma's not that way.
No, that was complete respect.
Please understand that.
Complete respect.
There wasn't a bitter hatred for Oklahoma, really.
No, it's all respect. Very good.
Oklahoma.
Colorado was just the opposite. It was true hate in that. That may be a strong word, but it was.
Random fact, Bill.
Yeah. Yes.
From Raph. John Reese's birthday today.
Really? Nice.
Happy birthday.
I will connect with him. John, remember when we went over to play in the Tokyo Bowl?
Yes.
Steve, did you make the trip over?
No. Yeah. I was not covering the football team at that
time. So we made the trip, Jake, and we had a huge banquet. And at this banquet, they had brought in bands and cheerleaders and different stuff. And I hope I'm not wrong on this. I'm almost 100% sure that it was Long Beach State. And they had their dance team there. And John Reese met one of the girls from the dance team.
And they're right about this.
And they're married. And they're still married. Yeah, that's where they met at. They met over in Tokyo.
Whoa.
Yeah, they met in fantastic mom. They got several kids.
I think you're right about this.
John's living down in Dallas right now. But... again, he had incredible play at that time. But I thought about it as I was watching how big that run was by Calvin Jones, because it was against who? Colorado. And that was big.
It was huge.
In that game, we crushed him. We absolutely ran him. It was like 52-7, mm-hmm. something of that nature. Just ran. It was a night game. They brought in lights, portable lights, and it was the talk about an atmosphere. No. It was nuts.
Just YouTube it. Yeah. I always tell people, if you want to see Nebraska and it's all its glory, unfortunately, you got to YouTube it. I mean, it was incredible, those games.
Yeah.
How loud, like, just listen to how loud it was.
Yeah. Right off the bat. Just,
I'm serious, Jake. Just check.
Anything from the text line, Jake?
From the text line, 464-5685. Sanderson says, yes, McCartney did make Nebraska get better. He confirms that's, you guys are right on that.
Sandy's on it.
Yep.
Vern says, would you rather play Oklahoma every year or Colorado?
Right now, it'd be Colorado. But if someone asked me, I'd say Colorado.
It's hotter.
It's hotter and a little bit more Nebraska. It's
hotter.
Yeah. Oklahoma's really lost. It's been so long and detached.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. How the foe can make you grow. We all need rivals.
You need them bad.
Even if you don't like them, you can acknowledge that they help you.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.